All hail the Author of God. God bless the overflow. In Him we trust. Shout it, sing it. All hail the Author. God bless the Author of. We have emerged triumphant from all our foes. Through the crucible once gained, we passed victorious. Our trumpets blaming the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail the Author. All hail the Author. We shall always remember all that perished in the struggle for our freedom. All hail our heroes. Our prayer shall be Lord, both day and night. Save them always. All hail the Author.
Good evening, fellow Biafrans, all men and women of goodwill, all of us of freedom and just around the world. This will be for a live presentation on this day, the 24th of July 2016. We are live, we are direct, God Almighty is in charge. We are having some issues with streaming, live streaming, I must say. If you are not hearing my voice, if you are not receiving this live broadcast, exercise patience. If you do, confirm as well. We are moving forward. We don't have much time to waste. We will not fail, as always, to invite God Almighty, the author and finisher of our lives, He who sits in secret and the open, to come and take charge and control of every proceedings, every of our conducts, our thoughts, actions, and words. That everything we do on this platform this evening, everything we say, we go forth to accomplishing a purpose. The purpose for which we are here, to preach the good news of Biafra, that in the end, the restoration effort will be seen to its legal conclusion, and that the land of Biafra, our inheritance that was wrongly robbed us, will be restored. On that land, we intend, and as always, to praise God Almighty forever. We ask you, God Almighty, as your people gather from east to west, from north to south of this planet Earth, as we gather from the upland and from the riverland areas of Biafra land, we ask you to come and take a pride of place in our midst, that everything we do will be according to your ordinance, will be according to your will. Move mightily in your mighty valley, God Almighty, because this is the appointed time that you have called us together to do one thing once again, to preach this good news without missing words, without looking back, irrespective of whoever is involved. Therefore, we ask you to move in your mighty valor, move forward without looking back, to implementing, to indeed redeeming your promises to us. Envelop our leader and the can with our presence, with our protection. Go before him, go with beside him, go behind him, and continue to incapacitate the enemies, whatever they are plotting against him and against the wider IPOB families around the world. Continue to fight against those who fight against him. Continue to contend with them who contend with us. Render them powerless. May they continue to be victims of their own plot. May their plots continue to turn against them. That in the end, victory will be ours. In the end, the land of Biafra will be liberated. In the end, the people of Biafra will be emancipated. And on that land, our inheritance, the land of Biafra, we will stand once again to find our voices to continue to praise it forever, to the admiration, to the confirmation of the rest of humanity. To this we say amen and amen. He say, and my name is Sutiame Four. I am the deputy leader of Indigenous People of Biafra from Abatete, Abatete, Sindemi, Biafra land. We are welcoming you, eminent Biafrans, men and women of good conscience and of goodwill, genuine Biafrans, who continue to move relentlessly forward, who continue to apply themselves tenaciously to this noble cause. This is your platform. Even the enemies of Biafra are welcome. Muhammad Buhari and his agents are welcome, because this is where they learn, this is where they indeed get some tips through which they continue to guide themselves. We oblige them. Let them come, because we do not have anything to hide. As a matter of protocol, we are on the internet, we are on satellite platforms, we are on FM relay stations across Biafra land. We are also on shortwave platform. The frequency remains 11700 kilohertz on 25 meter band shortwave. 11700 kilohertz on 25 meter band shortwave. We are also on a mobile phone technology called Call to Listen. With this, you need credit in your phone, and you need to have numbers of Biafra land or anywhere in the contraption called Nigeria. You also need to have numbers for United Kingdom and United States of America. If you choose this option, of course, you need to dial that number peculiar to the region where you are. And I can assure you, you will be getting this live broadcast without missing words. We are also on our mobile app. The mobile app, I mean, is Radio Biafra app. If you download it on your mobile devices, you will be able to listen to this live broadcast as we speak. We are also urging you to download Biafra Television app, because from these two apps, you will be able to be availing yourselves of information and timely news regarding Biafra Restoration Project. We continue to urge each and every one of us to continue to tweet and never to relent. Twitter campaign must be part and parcel of our everyday lives. Twitter campaign should be part and parcel of our hobby. Twitter campaign cannot be swept under the carpet, because with this campaign, we have been able to reach responsible members of the international community in the international system in timely manner, and they have been responded. It is our duty to continue to sustain the pressure and the momentum. Therefore, if you don't have Twitter account as we speak, please try and get one. If you cannot open one, tell somebody to help you. Very important. We salute the courage of all our Twitter experts who have been doing marvelously well. The principal officers of state are doing some important work in that area. Some of you in the Principal and the DOS are doing marvelously well. We urge you to continue. We have our Twitter expert, Emeka Gift, and Sister Amaka Ekumache. We also have Yvain, our European rep, who has been doing marvelously well in that direction. We urge all of you to continue, not to relent. And we urge the wider IPOB families around the world, friends of Biafra, to emulate them, to follow them, to indeed retweet their tweets. And to you, esteemed and valued IPOB family members around the world, the global family of IPOB around the world, we pay homage to your courage. We continue to salute you. We continue to indeed appreciate you. Because without you, we will be nowhere. Without the families of IPOB families around the world, without individual and collective efforts that you have put so far, Biafra will not be seen in a more respectful way as it is today. IPOB and her activities, the IPOB families and membership and activities have made Biafra what it is today. They have indeed catapulted Biafra once again on the international stage. And anybody messing with Biafra Restoration Project as we speak is doing that at his own risk or their own risk. Don't ask me why and don't ask me how. Simply try and you will see what we're telling you. There are people who are, of course, at this particular point in time, taking glory of what IPOB in these people of Biafra have been doing. People have been on the streets. Some of them have been shot dead. Some of them have paid the ultimate price. A number of them have been at the hospital, sustaining different degrees of gunshot wounds. Some of them have been locked away and they are undergoing torture, inhumane and degrading treatment. Some of them have been kidnapped, abducted, and we don't know where they are. A number of unscrupulous settlements who also think that they are Biafrans did not do anything. They did not come out on the street. They did not support. They were busy saying that IPOB are terrorist groups and they are terrorists and that Nnamdi Kanu should be disregarded. Today, they are out there jumping from one place to the other, trying to indeed project themselves as people who care. This is not the time for this shenanigan. We will not accept it. If you did not recognize IPOB from the beginning and now you want to cut corners, you want to project yourself as the more responsible groups or organizations, you are nowhere. You don't exist. We don't need any help from you. We don't need your assistance. We, the indigenous people of Biafra, are capable of doing whatever we want to do or set out or anything we set our eyes and minds on. Therefore, any organization, any individual, any group of people who want to do anything regarding IPOB membership must contact the leadership. You must do everything in collaboration with them. We are not asking you. We are not appealing to your conscience. This is what you must do. You must do it. You don't have choice. If you go on your own and continue to do anything pertaining IPOB and her family members, you are on your own and we will not hesitate. We will not mince words in categorizing you where you belong. It's very, very simple. There is no other way of saying it. Honor should be given to whom honor is due. If you don't recognize IPOB right from the outset, if you are cutting corners, working with the enemies, advising the enemies on how to mow us down. But now, IPOB has made Biafra a global household name again. And now you want to come and cut corners, then you will be hallucinating, I must tell you. And you'll be put where you belong. Very important. The number to call when allies are opened is +447 405 964146. +447 405 964146. We are also on Skype, and the Skype ID remains Radio Biafra 6, Radio Biafra all one word, and then number 6 in front of it. Once again, it's a platform. And at this particular point in time, we will not waste time to go to the line, of course, to do justice to the new segment of this program. And I'm bringing in our sister, Mrs. Anne Dellen Amampo, to do justice to that segment of this program. And after that, we will begin to take calls. Once again, this is a platform. Can you hear me? Yes, please, 1 minute. I think we are having some issues on this. 1 minute, I'll come back to you. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Yes, thank you very much. Good evening and welcome to this program, Biafrans Are Listening.
Thank you. Good evening to you as well. Good evening, great Biafrans, friends of Biafrans and lovers of freedom. You are all welcome to Radio Biafra News Hour. My name is Angelina Mambo and it's Sunday, the 24th of July, 2016. Today's first headline is from Vanguard newspaper. Buhari's election saved Nigeria's economy from collapse, says Ngige. The Minister of Labor and Employment, Senator Chris Ngige, said that the election of President Muhammadu Buhari last year saved Nigeria from being a laughingstock among the Committee of Nations, arguing that the country would have collapsed totally by now if the People's Democratic Party, PDP, had remained in government beyond May 29, 2015. Second headline from Vanguard. Tears have slain Abuja Prisha. Dickness Eunice Olawale is buried. It was all tears yesterday as the late Dickness Eunice Olawale, who was murdered in her cold blood on Saturday, July 19, by suspected Islamic fundamentalists while preaching at the early hours of the morning in Kubwa area of Abuja, was finally laid to rest at the Gudu Cemetery in Abuja. Third headline from Vanguard newspaper. Tension as El Rufai issues demolition notice to 3,500 houses, 40 churches, and 16 schools. A large crowd of residents of Gwangi Villa, a suburb of Kaduna Metropolis, on March 17, trooped out carrying placards in protest against demolition notice issued to them by Kaduna State Urban Planning Development Authority. The residents said they had been living in the community for decades and had acquired the necessary titles to the land and as such were jolted by the intention of Kaduna State government to eject them. Mr. Chris Obodun, chairman of the community, later told journalists that the community boasted of about 3,500 buildings, 40 churches, 16 schools, and 35,000 residents. Next headline from Daily Post. Nigerian Navy ill-equipped to arrest us. Avengers deny reports of arrest. The Niger Delta Avengers has denied reports that two of its members were arrested by the Nigerian Navy. Recall two suspected members of the Niger Delta Avengers, Mr. Felix Ebiado and another person, simply identified as David, were arrested on July 10, 2016. Both suspects were said to have been apprehended with new 11 vehicle batteries and electric cables allegedly used for blowing up of oil pipelines in the state. But the NDA, in a statement by its spokesman, Mr. Mudok Abinibo, on Saturday, insisted that the two suspects arrested by the Nigerian Navy were not Avengers. According to the group, the Nigerian Navy lacks the ability to arrest its members because it has superior weapons. Next headline from Daily Post. Fight those who try to stop you from practicing Islam. Sultan of Sokoto charged Muslims. The President General of the Nigerian Supreme Council for Islamic Affairs and Sultan of Sokoto, Saad Abubakar, has called on Muslims to fight anybody or group that attempts to stop them from performing their religious obligations. The Sultan of Sokoto also said that Christians are now converting to Islam after seeing the Muslim good deeds, good actions, and good interaction. Men, yes, we are talking with Buhari, Avengers excluded because they are criminals. That's our sixth headline from the cable. The Movement for the Emancipation of the Niger Delta, MEND, said President Muhammadu Buhari is right to have said that the federal government of Nigeria was discussing with militants, two oil companies and law enforcement agents. Buhari had said on Thursday that his administration was talking with Niger Delta militants, two oil companies and law enforcement agencies to find a lasting solution to insecurity in the region. However, the Niger Delta Avengers NDA issued a denial the following day, saying President Buhari-led government is not sincere to the Nigerian people and their foreign allies. But responding on Sunday, MED confirmed that it had indeed been holding preliminary talks with the federal government of Nigeria. It said groups such as the Avengers were excluded because they belong to the group of criminals whom the federal government of Nigeria has said from start that it will never dialogue with. More headlines from the New Telegraph. Boko Haram disguised as Fulani herdsmen, says Ejiofor. Chief Mike Ejiofor is a security consultant and retired director of state security services. In an interview, he shared his point of view regarding the incessant attacks by Fulani herdsmen in various communities. Chief Ejiofor said, and I quote, "There are terrorists and I strongly suspect, even without foundation, that these people are still Boko Haram. These various communities have coexisted for many years, and Fulani herdsmen never carried arms. Fulani herdsmen don't carry sophisticated weapons like this one. All the years, nobody had made a report that cattle were stolen. So these people are fleeing Boko Haram people. So we should go back and ask what is really going on and treat the killers as terrorists. President Buhari launched a campaign in Zamfara State against cattle rustling and deployed some soldiers into the area. Now you begin to wonder which is more important for President Buhari between human beings and cattle. It is very annoying. They should deploy soldiers to Benue and Adamawa and all the areas where these criminals are carrying out attacks." Eighth headline is from Scan News Nigeria. Buhari is corrupt. What is corruption? BBC dictionaries describe corruption as dishonesty and illegal behavior by people in positions of authority or power. There are different types of corruption. Stealing public funds is the commonest example of corruption in Nigeria. When an average Nigerian says that you are corrupt, he or she is saying that you have stolen money that belongs to government or an institution. There are other types of corruption that are as bad as stealing public funds. For example, when you bribe somebody to gain certain advantage, that is another form of corruption. Nepotism and incompetence are the worst form of corruption, and that is what we are seeing today in Muhammadu Buhari, the current president of Nigeria. For example, President Buhari is occupying a position that he is not qualified for, and he also employs somebody who is not qualified for certain positions just because the person is his relative or comes from the same tribe or religion as Buhari. This is the worst form of corruption because the person occupying the position will not get the job done. By not doing the job effectively, the person jeopardizes the progress of the organization, in this case, a country. The people who depend on this country organization, e.g. the Nigerians, will begin to suffer because the organization or country is not making progress. Corruption comes in different shades and colors. The corruption we have now in Buhari and in Nigeria is the deepest shade of red in the history of this country. More headlines from Punch newspaper. Jibrin traded budget with 250 billion naira, says Dogara's men. In a new twist to the recent drama in the House of Representatives, men close the Speaker of the House, Yakubu Dogara, have said that Mr. Abdul Munin Jibrin was tasked as chairman of the House Committee on Appropriation for padding the budget with 250 billion naira. The sources said Jibrin's plan was discovered after he had tabled the final copy of the budget document on a Thursday for passage by the two chambers of the National Assembly. They said that it was the Senate President, Bukola Saraki and Dogara, who blocked Jibrin's move. Tenth headline is from Niger.com. Munich chipped in. We are ready to assist Germany defeat terrorism, says Buhari. President Buhari on Saturday said Nigeria is ready to assist Germany to defeat terrorism. The president also said this after he expressed shock and horror at the shootings which recently rocked Munich, Germany. 11th headline from the Biafra Telegraph. General Olonisakin has lamented that lack of aviation fuel is negatively affecting ongoing counter-terrorism in Nigeria. The Chief of Defense Staff, General Gabriel Olonisakin, has lamented that lack of aviation fuel is negatively affecting ongoing counter-terrorism and counter-insurgency operations against the Boko Haram terrorists in the northeast. To this end, he is seeking the intervention of the Nigerian National Petroleum Corporation, NNPC, to ensure that the much-needed Jet A1 is available for the successful prosecution of the ongoing operation against the remnants of the terrorists around the Lake Chad Basin area. More headlines from Odua Reporter. Soyinka hits Buhari on indiscipline. Stop presidential hooliganism. Respect rule of law. The Ogun State-based Nobel laureate and a professor of international standards, Professor Wole Soyinka, has once again on Saturday, in an exclusive interview with newsmen in Abeokuta, advised President Buhari to stop being tyrannical in his governance and desist from what he described as presidential hooliganism and diplomatic excessive display of Methuselahic political vendetta. 13th headline is from Vanguard. Lack of fiscal directive behind current economic woes, says Central Bank of Nigeria. The Central Bank of Nigeria, CBN, has indicated that fiscal policy gaps and other factors outside its control have constrained the ability of its policies to have an impact on price stability in the economy. 14th headline is from Niger.com. Niger Delta Avengers rebuff MEND. Freedom fighters in the Niger Delta region, NDA and others, have refused to recognize the Movement for the Emancipation of the Niger Delta, MEND, as their chief representative group to negotiate with the federal government of Nigeria. The group also demanded President Buhari to name a high-powered government dialogue team within 3 weeks. They once again stressed that the team should comprise members of the international community with a full mandate to dialogue with them and other stakeholders to stop pipeline bombing. 15th headline is from Daily Times. Norton Group lauds Buhari over civilian JTF and wants amnesty for Boko Haram. The Northern Interfaith and Religious Organization for Peace have commended President Buhari for the absolution of some members of the Civilian Joint Task Force, known as Civilian JTF, fighting the Boko Haram insurgency in the Northeast into the Military and Department of State Services, DSS, saying such move is in the interest of peace after the war on terrorism has been won. They further suggested that the authorities strongly consider granting amnesty to members of Boko Haram. Next headline is from Report Afrique News. Preachers in northern Nigeria now preach with both the Bible and the Quran to avoid being lynched to death by extremists. An Abuja Christian preacher was recently hacked to death by extremists while preaching in the early hours of the morning. Hack killers are still at large. Was there ever a phrase in Nigeria known as religious tolerance? More headlines from today's newspaper. We are Biafran, not pro-Biafra, says IPOB. The leadership of the indigenous people of Biafra, IPOB, is not happy that they have been described as pro-Biafra group by the media, pointing out that they are Biafran and not trying to be one. How can someone be a pro-Biafra when he is born a Biafran? A statement signed by IPOB spokesman Barrister Imanezu and Dr. Clifford Chukwuemeke Iruanya indicates that Biafra existed before Nigeria came to being. The statement said that Biafras and Nigerians have nothing in common since they have different culture and religious beliefs. The statement also claimed that if Biafra is removed, there will be no Nigeria because it is the mainstay of the entity called Nigeria today. Last headline from Vanguard newspaper. President Buhari has clearly shown that he belongs to somebody. I belong to everybody. I belong to nobody. That was the golden statement or word on marble credited to President Muhammadu Buhari as part of his inauguration speech on the day of his inauguration on Friday, May 29, 2015, at Eagle Square, Abuja. Vanguard newspaper have refused to be cajoled by that statement. In one of their articles titled "President Buhari Belongs to Somebody," widely published online and by national newspapers like The Punch or The Sun, has said it all. In that article, Vanguard debunked that particular statement and remarked that the president actually belongs to the North, especially the Hausa Fulani, where he hails from, and his party, All Progressive Congress, APC. The president has begun to come up with his set of appointments, which clearly shows where he belongs, e.g. the North. Thank you all for joining us here on Radio Biafra News Hour. My name is Angelina Mambo, and I will be back tomorrow evening. Mazi Cheme, for now, back to you for the news analysis. Thank you so much and remain blessed. I'm signing off from here.
Thank you very much. God bless you and bless your family, and keep on on. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra Live presentation. We are moving forward. Government is in charge.
I'm
This is still Radio Biafra Live presentation. We are indeed battling with one or two issues here, especially the telephone line and the microphone side of them. We are moving forward. We cannot relent. We are not contemplating surrendering, irrespective of whatever the obstacle is. We must crush it. We must, as always, emerge victorious. I am going straight to Biafra Land now to join a cross-section of our people there. And after that, we will come back to continue with the news analysis. That is just how it's going to be at the moment. Can you hear me?
Yeah, yes, sir. I can hear you. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, good evening, Biafra, for everybody in the world, especially Biafra. Yeah, and I'm Bra. We must stay. In Volta, as for the other first state, and also my brothers and my sisters in Aquarium. And however, I send the people to cover my bless each and every one of us. So, which you know, I am reaching from Worry Mount, which is in Delta State, yes, I want. And with me here is my brothers whom I visited today. Have a talk with them, and also I follow them to a place where they open their new zone again at CMB. That is, they call it their Catholic Central. Where they have a zone today, and they really people, you know, everybody there are so much happy today. But I think that, you know, after telling them whom they are, almost all of them that was present there, they felt so much happy. And then before I conclude, I want to tell my people one thing. Especially those that they called Niger Delta. I just want each and every one of us to listen. Maybe some of our brothers here will still be your own brother, or you also speak the same language that you are speaking. You know, the question they asked me today, they said, we thought that this thing called as in this restoration of the diaspora, we thought that it was only meant for the Igbos alone. I told them no. My brothers and my sisters, I have to explain things to my people here. I have to explain that Igbo is only the speaking, Igbo speaking diaspora. That they, my children, believe in them because I believe they are the real diaspora more than the Igbos. And after explaining all these things to them, they felt so much happy. And they promised that they are going to create more units under the Israeli zone. So, you know, I really sent you to the Kabama for today. And from there, we went down to Worry. And with me here is one of our brothers from one of our brothers from Ijo, one of our brothers from Ikoko and Robo.
Right, that is a very welcome development, and Biafrans are listening all over the world. You are all welcome to this program, and in the spirit of Biafranism, in the spirit that we have been doing things, we are one. There is no South South, there is no Southeast. That is the platform that we are on. We are Biafrans,
and we can. As the kind of name, if you still look into it, you still believe that the name still sounds like our name, but it's only the pronunciation, it's only the problem. Our duties is the same thing. Understand? So let us know that we all are the same, not the evils or the evil gods. Because when you travel out of this city, visit level, don't call us or more evil. They did not differentiate neither daughter, or they did not call you people. They did not call you people our cousins. They do not call you to Igbocha. What they only call you is what you want. What they only tell you is that you are unbelievable. They will not say that you are only call each and every one of us. Be you wherever you come from. As long as you turn down something, they will call you unbelievable. So they will not differentiate. Then why you people come home again and say that Igbos are fighting for their country, being their aircraft, which they called you people, all of us here. or more evil. So it's very unfortunate. So, if you never let me give to one of our brothers, we will stay with them and hear you from them. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Go ahead, please.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, my brother.
All over the world. I'm calling from Warri, just like my sister has already spoken, and I wish to speak to my people in my dialect. Calabar Cross River State, and I'm going to give you a video. The former Eastern Region, I get the governor of Eastern Region, and the Kukurunine, I get all the comprises of Delta, Akwa Ibom, Cross River State, and River State. So, Odia, the Kereki, Iba, I get an Unisubo, Iwana, Matodo, over the Fono, I get an enemy. Then the Miso mean to track it out, the region, the meeting with Pumbiba. I quite take ANPC, then mention CTK, okay, Guadana, and the work around Makwa Ibom. Ibo, Ade, Abusa, Yoruba, Modern Bushida, Biton Yema, Hong Kong, with the Minam, Bom Modern Bushida, and Chiefs here. So, Miro Yeruke, a new Tong Kusuma book war. Ida, I mean, Tangman in Kapani Koka from the Babak and Nigeria, Ababak and Chiefs here, the Foba, Pokisika, Nigeria, Udeme, Atua to Wake of the Miso, I mean, to order economic Kunujum. Nano number making a different code, make a data, because me, Baba, make a data, make a code, who you acquire them, get data, yeah, one of them number Matthew, African Eco, I on Poba and Kaiso, who could do the Wujo, who care. I could have been beat Abba, Adiniwa, and who saw in Niboka, Meteta, and Nineboka, Biafra, Biafra, go again one, Biafra, all worry fun. Mbosinia, Otaranian, carried in Bunsin and the 21st century at Yibani, so Biafra, go again one. Again, I'm a young man, okay, and one of the movements will go Biafra, I will one, everyone, Nijam, and one, it's an echo, and men. Then did you almost like an inam, like a Mr. Amato, he better worry for me, he became like a me, he did a care. Mama, so what's your care, Adam? Abu Yamanam, Adam, from Brune, Ami, in Mama, in Minibal, open and in Minikut, who couldn't be cat. So, the cat, I'm Missy Bak and Mansur, she care. Hello?
Yes, hello, we are listening. Hello, yeah, we are listening.
Okay. If,
yeah, go all ahead, right, please.
The cat, I'm Missy Bak and soon she care. Me back, you don't back across it, but me back, quite from state. Invention said, a boy pass, and the two even mending messages, the matter came out to the radio, and see, I took care, Nigeria, and then Kebugo, what is on in the top Biafra. But you miss it back at data state, you're not your number, and you get Mendy code, Afro code, Abin Bit, Anya, and one, Abana, so number and Bugo not. Then for the Baba, I have code, you put it both, so care. You put it both, yeah, also care it. You take it, yeah, or shock it, it came, yeah, it's Java, it could do. But you want to make a mistake of Adriko, yeah, to make it English, Maturi, and yeah, and one, then you got band in Numbambo, you know, you don't make a hot dog, Maturi, I got a web, I'll come going in Maturu, not yet, more details, the bar, bomb. 08090-9366-9570. I repeat, 090-9366-9570. In the top of the Lambusini, Kapani, Kony, Kenny, Smithy, Matura, Diafra, I send you the book, where you come, to run Ayan about the Lubaba, Japan on the food. Get book with the gent and the bar, the Bonkanian Jesus. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Hello.
I mean, yes, I can hear you.
Hello,
I can hear you. If our brothers can as well summarize what they're saying in English, not everything, that would be very important. But as we don't have much time, let us continue. Thank you very much. Go ahead.
All right. Let me give to you. Ijaw, one of our daughters from Ijaw.
Hello.
Good evening. Hello. Welcome to the program. We are listening to you and we are hearing you. Welcome to the program, my brother.
All right. Yeah. So, good evening, my good dear friends all over the world. I would like to speak my dialect so that people will hear me very well. My name's Prince Adelama the Fifth from Obotebe Kingdom in the Tuluba government area in Biafra land. I prefer to speak my native language because I want my people to hear me very well. Yeah, it's not confined to me now. So far, Dominic, ya claim to him. See, I, as I wanna, never to him out, take him out, more brother, Dominic, and then Prince Adrama, the Fifth, or Botebe, Bram Bromo, or Botebe, the Kiluga government, for the Kifimini. And Baman Dominic and Bram and Bar. Omane zontubo obono malade ye. An omane mirine siri biafraki boye. Bode fiek bo. Biafraki ombo adone. Ane gede biafra mo. Mine domine lamna aye. Ane an nangira mo so dopele nangira bo. Mbo wa okwa yebe ke temene. Mbo wa opu momene ye. Omini bo nini mene ye. Mbo pulu bo konke. Ogbo ke talamene ye.
And I want my people, young people, to come out and support Biafra. Because the manifestos of Biafra is in total favor of the young people and all the tribes in the Niger Delta. Because the resources in the Niger Delta will be managed by those that the minerals are found in their communities. And the manifestos say that there will be social infrastructure, industrialization, production, manufacturing, a lot of things, these things will manifest. So I don't want my people to be fooled anymore, because Nigeria has fooled us for decades, and I don't want us to be fooled anymore. I want every zone in abroad and in Nigeria, all over the world, to know that, as Prince Adrama the Fifth is saying, I want everyone to know that we are Biafrans. We are not relenting. We are not afraid of any Biafra opposition. Biafra has already won the battle in the spirit ring, and physically, we must surely win. God Almighty, Jesus Christ, and all the angels are in support of Biafra. So I want everybody to know all over the world that Biafra flag must fly high. No power, no demon on earth can bring the flag down. Hello?
Amen. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I want my people, young people, to know from today that we are Biafrans. And the manifestos of Biafrans are so good that, in short, I don't want to say too much, but I would like to tell my people that we are all Biafrans. So we should fight for Biafra. And Biafra must surely win.
Amen. Amen. Ise, thank you, my brother, for that. And you have said it all. Thank you.
Hello, sir.
Yes, I can hear you.
Let me give the phone to one of our brothers. That is the man who was speaking Biafra, because he's going to talk to us with Biafran language, as in Igbo language. So let me give it to him.
Right. Go ahead.
Hello, Biafran. Hello, Biafran.
Good evening. Welcome to the program. Go ahead.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Welcome to the program. Biafrans are listening. The world is listening. Go ahead, please.
Yeah. My name is John, George T. Popular known as Obioma. I'm the chairman of this organization. I would like to use Igbo as my language to address some certain issues. The issue I want to bring up is this. Someone is uncertain their money as Biafran, or perhaps will Biafran, and all one day will be named Indian again. But no one will be known, but I must say, agitators. We are not agitators, and not you. I don't know, never know. Example, most of them who group in Basara in Heriko, and most of them. Especially in this and how coordinators, most of the coordinators, many in Sobu, actually, government, the government in Nigeria, Boroha, Soroha, I never go here, you had any machine, in the Amopotras, Umma for Biafra, Niji Obara, Obraha, not to make go on in any natural Biafra. So, Edmog has Ogra and Pussy. Nene ototunime ha na warning. Because anyanyi no na everywhere. Because ihe anyi wan aro na wore here. Mega na mri mega na ilu ala na ilu ihe nile. Anyanyi no nime ha because ototunime ha kai na cho ai ge nweta ha na otu otu. Ai ge nwete ototunime ha because nyam na won ndi coordinator sa. Won da aka ha no na. Iri ego nke IPOB totara che no webe. Or gathering hammer. I never put a la. He had no worry. I may say, or to the match. I want a group on actually. We will put a Egyptian in the connector, my little mebozo. So, waiting from now and a month before a month, most of us got on a label. Egypt, waiting her, no to no to. So, yeah, worry. Each of my four, I thank you very much. Keep on for your work. Let you be your God. And in case Onya will achoro epom, my way pokanu, otu anyị na nwere ebe a awankwari nọmba soro onye ahụ akpọ 090-93-36-95-70 ọzọ 090-93-36-95-70 so oge ọbụla ọgwụ anyị ọrụ in charge of that number oge ọbụla onye ọbụla kpọrọ ka ọ mara ihe anyị na-eme ma ọ gwanye chọrọ ka anyị si nọ ma ọ wee mata ihe anyị na-arụ so ọ kpọọ the number ọ ga-enweta anyị anyị na anyị ga-azọ immediately. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. And I heard you mention talking about coming up with a group. Make sure that everything you are doing is in line with established structures within IPOB. That is just in case. Thank you very much. Go ahead, please.
Hello?
Yes, hello. I can hear you.
So what I try to say is this in English is that most of people that I try to translate this in English, but not all that I will bring up. Most of the people who are the coordinators. Hello?
Yes, hello. Go ahead.
Okay, sorry. Let my fellow Urobo man speak for you.
All right, okay, thank you very much. Go ahead.
Hello, sir. I will explain about the group later. And in the conclusion, I will explain what he means by that.
Right, so, go ahead, please.
Now, let me give to one of our brothers from the panel. Hello.
Good evening. Welcome to the program. We are listening and welcome. The Biafrans all over the world are all ears. The world is listening. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, good evening, Uchimoso, my great leader. Thank you so much. And
good evening. Welcome to the program.
I want to talk to my people in Biafra land, in my own dialect. My name is Uche. Oh, Uche. I am from Amman, Ndokwa West local government in Delta State. Also, Mukwane, Aja Genio, Otofenio, Afambo, Uche, oh, Uche, Mbunya Amman, Ndokwa. I'm from Tony Gwasani, Nimogede Kene Boshe. Ezigbokwu ka anyị na-ekwu. Ya na-afọ anụ ikene bụ anụ Biafra, ọ bụ anụ Naijiria. Ana ọsọ ife anya anyị na-afọ amakịtanị na abụchi bụ ọnwụ ka asa anyị dị. Ndị na-arịọ ndị otu enyi, ndị kwani, ọsọ ndị kwani na Sene, ka anyị pụsa. Ka anyị sume ndị asa anyị dị Biafra nwere ụmụ ọgwụ okenye ya kwa ufe anyị na-achọ amakarị na ndị Naijiria anyị kwechọ n'igbu enyi so ndị na-arịa ọsọ anyị na Sene biko ni pụsa ọgwụ Biafra ọ bụ ọgwụ ndị Igbo. Ọ bụ ọgwụ ndị bụ nsọ. Ọsọ anyị na-esene ya nwe. Biko bịa nị, ọsọ anyị dị n'ime ya. Ya bụ ufe nchọnị gwa ndị be enyi. Donio, Ajeni, ndị otu ofe, ndị na-akpọ ndị na-eke n'ụnọ. Okeneke ka anyị dị o, mbe na o.
Hello, sir.
Thank you. Yes,
hello.
I can hear you. Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah, still on this. Let me give to one of our brothers from your boss.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hello, good evening. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, good evening. My name is Edoran Sami. I'm from Delta State, Ethiopia, Parawata side. I am going to speak with Yoruba.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Yoruba do. Yeah?
Go ahead. Thank you very much.
Yeah. I want to speak with my people in Yoruba language. Yoruba do. Yoruba. Udeme Idiri. Obe Delta City. Eko Torubu. Ethiopia East. Bara Waterside. Onunya Ibiafra Line. IPOB. Ekubogo. Uwugeli. Urubu. Urubu Tano. Urubu Vobune. Ibiafra. Ekumakube. Amlene. With the Aperania of Baru. Obamle, Tene, Ruboku Magu, Ubeku Magu, Tene, with the Aperia being our Baru, Akponishi. Soon of Wakiro, Kijeku Magu, with the Afra, Okanya Baru. So, Ekebobu, all the name, Mudia Kamai. Eko ma kugbe amene ibi afa isobi iru kugbe odigo no tamai oni no bana okay odigo no tamani no bana aye aye odiodi ni era. It's a new me. Even duty. I know by now, of course, so I'm mine. You're a boy, you're a boy, you're a boy. I greet you, my brothers, my fellow Biafra all over the world. This is me, it's my name, guys. My name is Edoran. From Delta State, Ethiopia East, from Parawata side. My fellow brothers in Biafra, I greet you all. May God be the glory as one brother. May God be the glory as one brother. So let's be together as one Biafra so that God will grant us in unity. So,
amen.
That is my request for
Yeah. Amen. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. God bless, my brother.
Urobo Wado. Urobo, I put all the boy bar and in the year, Wako Jobi. Over one and a half, and over war, for my little Kali Purobo Jobi. We're going to go Wako Jobi yearly. Uye Roma Kenu. Mere Totana or Demeye Ogeneko Kuro. Momu ye Rurobo. Reporto Ugeni. Be gono wabwe Uroborek Bare. Ne Unota Yageneta. Obo Urobo Urobo on Yabao Yavare Gonore. Ekoto Urobona Lavare Vana. Era vuelo lese ni Biafra. Ani Biafra na. Yifo vwebuta ne Biafra na. Ne eye uwole. Le ikwi bovo. Odo uwole ikwi bo. Uwole alari kujobi. Alari urobo dede. Alare tubo vi Biafra na. Vle. Ikwolu. Ikwole. E izbo na. Alare tana. Me gwonore ne urobo nubia. Eyo wore na bayi na be wora anwa oture in ma ba re ri kuru e bi yo no lode I don want moto ni kuru re amiro ama sadi ni ro bi ara re tu bo re dede ro
Ikwe Nigeria ikwe awosa riki riki gegede kai romaji chalare kai romaji wota uzalare lurobo ejo ipori odi teye enuvia yebono bena tobosi biafa na o na ikibo kidena o shari obo se ese opogo iyi mude ibiafa na re opogo ko de ikwe igbo ejo opogo de ikwe bere ibere ti bo yaiba Yurobo nivere. Even a photo le oto di biyatana. Ikwa wosa na bi kwe yobana. Agani ze era wabu kubwe. Iwe rurabare. Vai, shivi ya wabu. Bet e photo le di biyatana. Nobaka. Tobule eti kalaba. Wode kwele. Uwe mu ovobo anwa edive iwe wo ro bi ovobo iya na ezo bi ede ki awari dede ovobo so ofori na wari nure eh awore kugbe eh ki o ba o eh awari jo bi wo ovobo then oji be awo ese ese awa nure na owe awo ese waka waka bi afa Ovasa awari nyape ebulugele nune. Oma kona bewera ware mamo. Ine, in family ese, IPOB, family ebulugele. Ebulugele. Awari wanyatugele nune na. Umada na bewera ware mamo. Then, awari neti ye tolele urobo. Otorye kuto ebu yafana. Ese urobu. Awari wo gini torogu. Owo kwa bo. O su mare yon na yi Biafra Avenger. E bro rogu. Kalare gwa nu robo buwe. Ino ka wko tye ye. O su mare yi tye ye. Oda gwa nu ma. Yiba. I Biafra na. O bare. Awari we awari se. Biafra Defense Force. Tori kumakube. I Biafra. Awari gwonota, awari ishe nyoko, awari kiyoko kwe, obole, awari wokwe, awari, awonye yeri. Lele, ekwo kawari na wujawari dia, uwo mwe wache jungwe wwevo, awari gwonore. Echo ye, oye, awari urobo, me gwonon awari dia. Urobo wado, urobo wado, Ne ko wa uye le, e de ki li nou nena. Le le, e wa yu wa kabari e ro, a wa gabe lo wa kabari. E yo babari e wata, yu wo tu wabo. Ye yo, urubo wado, urubo wado. Animise gwono, tota wako wa, e vulo yibo. I want to talk to my robo brothers who may not be able to hear the robo language. Very well. And I'm going to speak in our local Delta English, which is broken language. The truth be said, for this, our Biafra land, where we did, you know, say, we worry people, we Delta people, we they believe, say, Biafra, na Igbo man, na ingeta. But the truth be say not the Igbo, na ingeta. Biafra day before Nigeria even come into existence. When those colonial masters carry come to katakata for our own body here, make we two brothers begin fight each other. This kind of matter is not good. So he better say now. When all of us come together so, or what would they say, no kuna come together so, make we go our own. So that our children, when they never have born, even the ones where they don't born, may they see life, better life, live. How if this person go school, suffer, read the big book, come finish, you know, go see where work. Our children go begin to push wheelbarrow for a Budu market. They push wheelbarrow for a fruit market. They push wheelbarrow for Sansa market. They go carry wood for market road. They go carry wood for Udu road.
Now that kind of life now we wish our children to live. No, now. Not be waiting with plan be that. Plenty, when person they go school, he go say, if I finish school, I go work for year. I go work for year. He go read the classes. He go read law. He go read medicine. He go read nursing. He go do this. He go do physics. He go do chemistry. He go do engineering. When he come back, na truck pusher. I not be saying not get the third grade. Imagine person go finish with 2-1, 2-2, first class. It go be like saying, I fail, you take a more for school. It will be like saying, no go school at all. It will be like saying, no go school. That one I lie. Yes, and I know. You go better say, I did beg on that. Make on come out in mass, in quantity. So that this thing, so when all of us they talk, so make we still get ahead, though. And even today now, waiting we can't even see today when even can't give us happiness. For Ugele, when we think say IPOB not there, the most important thing is say IPOB not there for Ugele now. So now when it be Urobo people, when it be my brothers, when it be Ugele, make una try associate in our body because now house when food day, house when light day, now IPOB they go enter. This one not the political matter. This one are the true story when it happen. Then we still go reach Orogu for Orogu today. When we go reach Orogu, we come here say he get one person. When he say in a Biafra Avenger. But the truth be say, we Biafran, we not be militant. We not be cultist. We not the carry bottle. We not the carry gun. Anybody like that, when he do say he there for Urugu, or he there for anywhere, for this our Biafra land, make it come associate with what they call Biafra Defense Force. These people now, they be our security. Not them. The people, when he did say, then they guide us. Instead of you to use your power, they go, they destroy, they do waiting all good. Come. We go accept you because now what common thing now we they fight for. So now so if you my people, the truth not say they not talk about, but the truth now we go must talk. So I agree to now Delta, I agree to now Niger Delta, I agree to now Biafra land because the Niger Delta and Biafra get them. The everything when the day inside now Biafra get them. We Biafra, the Biafra not the first in name. Now, me and you, me and Ona, when it be the Urobo, when it be the Isoko, when it be the Okwale, when it be the Asaba, when it be the Ijo, when it be the Shekiri, when it be the Igbo, when it be the Calabar, when it be the Efik, when it be the Bibio, when it be the Calabar, now all of us, now in Geta, both the River State and the Bayelsa. So I go beg, let we join hands together. Imagine what in Nigeria they do now. Carry. The same picking when he did say, God send come, come remove us from the suffer when all of us will suffer. Carry and go keep for somewhere. Even the 30th of May, when we set aside, say, we they take the remember our heroes when fall during the Civil War. When all of us begin waka from Asaba, they go on poor. Now, so they come with us, open gun for us, begin kill us. We will not carry. By yourself, will not carry. How you go carry gun? They shoot people when you not carry biro. Biro, let's assume say biro now weapon. Biro the reason right. But this in this people what they call themselves the zoo people so. They feel say biro now weapon. We not carry biro. But they come kill all of us. They come kill all of us. Even me, when it's day here, that day I wear traditional clothes now I wear. But if not be God, me when they talk, I will not talk to now again. I will not day for granted sleep. Traditional clothes when I wear now I take pick rage. Begin jump enter motor. When bullets too strong, you know say bullet is the 230. Now so they kill our brother too grand. Now this kind of country now we go call day. This kind of country, where they kill human beings like Sansan, now we will come there. It's not good. So I go want to make all of us come out. Make we pull her for waiting good. But now waiting good, now to be put in hand. This one are light. Now some be this. Now some be this. Let will not get darkness keep it. So that our children when we go born, you know, they're not gonna suffer for this kind of a suffer when we do so. So I agree to now. I agree to now, Robo. May God bless you now. And may God bless Nigeria. May God bless Biafra land. Because the Nigeria, so when we talk so, now Biafra land are the refer to. Because Nigeria, not be where 30 days they call. Nigeria land, not be land. Make we cut ourselves come out. So that Nigeria will go their own. Those, the North people, when they cut Malu, when they see, whether they think that they get Nigeria, so may they carry Nigeria go. May they leave our own Biafra for us. We no want to join them again, not be by force. So I agree to now, my Biafran brothers and sisters. I agree to now, my Urobo brothers and sisters. I agree to now, everybody. I agree to now, Uche. I agree to you, Uche Mofo. When you could give us this kind of audience, this kind of opportunity, when we take talk our mind to. May God bless you and may God give you long life. Our leader, Nnamdi Kanu, where they keep for them, may God give her long life. And I know, say, God go touch them. They're not going to know where they'll tell and say, this man, they go your way. And I say, it will be. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
He say, God bless you. God bless you. Amen. And family of IPOB and dear friends all over the world. And where you are, thank you.
Hello.
Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah. Then I want to give my people a zone to Noah El Robo. Wado Warriming Bro. I think they were renowned. Then I just want to pass the former congregant to the person will be saying I will look after Warri. The saying they will be the coordinator of Warri, representing our brother. I go see hand before give him now, making them talk to man before go young this to finish. And I will like say even talk to me, maybe the end of this our discussion today. I will go carry America another day. And we see there for Warri now. We'll be saying at the new place maybe for the Niger Delta region. Thank you, Sir Uchino Fasak.
Thank you very much.
Hello, good evening, dear friends.
Good evening, welcome to the program.
Good evening, Deputy Director Uche Mofo.
God bless you, go ahead.
I greet all the IPOB leadership, our leaders in IPOB, both home and abroad. I greet you this evening, today, Sunday. The 25th of July. We are thanking Chukwuoke Abiama for what he's doing in Biafra land. I just want to tell the world that we have almost two types of Biafrans, but the one we believe on and the one we are preaching is the one that our leader, Nnamdi Kanu, the Onwuamburuburu, is preaching. The Biafra of birth is not those of agitators. The Biafra agitators are those that use the name of Biafra to collect money from politicians, to enrich themselves. But the bomb Biafra that we are now are the ones that can use their blood, their sweat, to talk of Biafra. We organize this program so that every language in Biafra land will speak from their title, so that you know that this Biafra is not Igbo affair. And from time coming, we will reach other town in Biafra land. The other week, we trying to call on air. We are in Bonny Island to speak their language, but we haven't got the line then. But today, we thank Chukwu Okeabiama that he make it possible that we speak. I want to tell the world that on 30th of May, I'm there live. As I speak, I just want to speak. I do not start with my name. I'm Amade Chukwudi. I'm the one that monitor what the Zoo Army did our people on target from Mpo. Right away from the church. And in the morning time, both the one that happened in Asaba by the Hair Bridge. But today, the Biafra are working stronger because they are bomb Biafran. They are not the ones of agitators. If I the ones that come to agitate to reach their pocket, as former leader Wazirike did. 2 days or 3 days ago, he was writing a paper telling the world that the Biafra is now working stronger and stronger. And now asking a question. Who made it to be working stronger? Is it since 3 years ago now you relax? Or Nnamdi Kanu that stay in the prison? And a priest in that matter. He's there in prison and telling them that without Biafra, there is nothing. But today, you are saying that the Biafra is working stronger. But we thank God for that. Then, I want to warn those coordinators that is in IPOB. If you have the blood of to reach in your pocket, or you have the blood of, you know, deceiving people, please, and please again, find your way in any other agitators. Because IPOB is bomb Biafrans. No wonder our leader, Dim Odumegwu Ojukwu, say that Biafra of the mind. People do not understand him. Even when the wicked Obasanjo give him one-way ticket, he was there. So please, all over the world, I want you to listen that today is a announced warning. And we are the Biafrans. We hate sharing innocent blood in Biafra land. That's why you can kill us in thousands, you go free. The earlier of month, the media confirmed visited this zoo called Nigeria, and they have an opportunity to visit some area, and they see something on the ground. They knew that we are real agitators. We are real Biafra. We are not there for any other thing but to preach the Biafra. I use this medium to warn again all the politicians from the Biafra line. Enough is enough. We call every group that have the mind of Biafra to come up and agitate for Biafra. And I plead for everybody, both in diaspora and at home, to make sure that we campaign for the release of those people that Owazirike left in the cell since 2005. Benjamin Onwuka and co. And our able leader, Nnamdi Kanu and his member. To be free. We want them to be free. Buhari, we are telling you to free all these innocent boys. We are not militant. We are not expecting to beg you for what belongs to us because Biafra is there before Nigeria. We are Biafrans before Nigeria. And I still thank our neighboring country like Arewa, Oduduwa, because many of them that we start with, many of them are saying that they want to start to agitate on their own. We are not trying to overthrow any bad government of Nigeria. We say we are Biafra. Let you people be and let us be. That is what you are telling the world. And enough is enough. Please, Uchemofo and our media team in Abroad, we encourage you people, we say continue in the normal process, the ideology of Nnamdi Kanu. So we thank you this evening. And we say may God, Chukwu Okadiama, bless all of you. And once again, if you want to get anything, it's time for you to call the number once again. We remember that everything in this earth is of the heart. So we are not forcing anybody. We are releasing the number on the air. It's not for anything or to harm anybody. But we are releasing it so that people will know that we are whiter than snow, as Nnamdi Kanu tell us. If you plan any bad to call the number, I believe Chukwu Okadiama will answer you. If you plan any good to answer, to call this number, Chukwu Okadiama will still answer you. So tonight, we call upon all the Biafrans who want to know anything happening in Delta State as a whole. And other part of Biafra, you call this number 090-936-695-70. Thank you, and God bless all of you.
Thank you very much, my brother, and very important, just in case, very minor omission or error there. Our leader is Nnamdi Kanu, not Nnamdi Kanu, my brother, and others. There are so many people calling, mistaking Kanu and Kanu. They are two different things. Well, from one original source, but they are different. It's Kanu, Nnamdi Kanu, my brother. Thank you very much. God bless you.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah. Yes, I can hear you very well. I think I want to talk again that there's some information there seems to have some worry here, especially in the Urobo, Isoko, and the other part of worry. Make on our mind on ourselves because they don't carry our staff and Boko Haram and San Worry. As I want to tell you on our show now, they don't make use of all these people, whether they call themselves, say they be labor people. If they enter your compound, they will pretend to be NEPA. I beg, now you just shine your eye. Ask the man, say, make him show that in ID card. Now, the real information has been happening in Warri now. I'm talking about Niger Delta region. If the person comes, dress up for say in the NEPA person, ask the person to make him show you in ID card. Even if he comes, show you in ID card. No, it just stand with them because as if they do for the meat and I thought that they plant bomb, they go around. None of mine just there, none of mine says, just there for that place. As the local people, they enter that your compass, no, you just follow them back. Before they go touch anything, you search for your his or her ID card. Before you go touch your anything, your meat already for your house. And next thing I want to talk again, for you, what Sabuari don't send him. Secret militants, let them enter Russia. Come begin to pick all our people when they say that the ITV had called. I beg my fellow Biafrans all over the Biafra land. I beg, even if now your smartphone, our people they talk to Bunkam Makarekwa statement. Understand? Then we say, God, please they guide us, but I beg, no, don't do the one. When we say we see the human being, no, just try. Use our own effort. Where would they work out for you? As you say now, you're supposed to get something where they like Nokia touch. And as the worker, you know, as these people call the worker, they follow us. And our people see the points at each and every one of us again. Or they say, these people, I am going to go arrest them. Then, may you just drop your hands on if you won't enter and you won't work out, go out. Carry your Nokia touch. Come on. Even if they catch you, as they go look at you, they know they say anything, they go see you. I'm not saying that they are respect for our sovereign state of the area. But that one, you know, if you do the tag, maybe they can't carry you. Those people, where they even carry, we never know where they be. I will never want lost a new for lost any of our members again. The ones who don't die, they pay us. And they don't do. We don't want to die again, which means we'll become the Biafra now. If all of us come back finish. So I beg, if we should come out, carry any other thing, no. I don't know, just be wise, or wiser than serpents. If you want work, go outside, as the road hot so, as the state hot so, as your area hot so. Off your Android phone, off your smartphone, keep them for house, carry Nokia touch, you know, go die if you carry them. Carry them, they work, if they catch you, open your phone, and a Nokia touch, they will leave you go. You may not go see anything, where they go touch, they take hold you. But some of us, when they catch, you see here this bangle, where they write their answer. The PC and they will begin the area, bring your phone, they will go through your phone, they will see them. They say you will be after, and someday they will kidnap you. You know they fear them, when I'm saying they fear them. But that's because the people where they kidnap, we never see them. We don't know where they're. We don't know if they see their life, but they don't die. So that's our own problem. If I say they will carry you, go, oh, I see you, for this police station, and I get my brother there. That one there, this one. But if they kidnap you, they will see where they go kill you. If they kidnap girls, they will go, they go rape them. Let them finish. Even if they feel let them finish, we kill them. So now we just begin to avoid those idiots. Those, as in, those stupid, I don't know what to, as in, I don't know what time we need to qualify them, but no, just, let me say, I did, they may not fear. Nobody should fear. Just keep your Android in your house. Carry your smartphone. Or you see, delete anything. Wait on for you. Keep compile and put for one data. Just keep it for your house. Keep the data for your house. Empty your smartphone. Carry your smartphone, guys. Let just remove anything concerning IPOB inside the phone. Put them in fine for any other format. Keep them for your house. If you want to look at them again, keep in touch. And if you want to come out, move them for house. In our thing, I want to advise our people. So, South before, I tell my people to come here, my guys, and protect each and every one of us. Especially my people here, whom I visited, you know, child, since morning we have been running from one place, walk up from one place to another, enter bush, enter the sea, do this one, do that one. So I said, people to come here, and we made it possible for us today to walk out this walk away, walk out to this on land from where we're there right now. I won't come go our various places. I just thank God say he just give us that step to me. I said, my people to come here, be with each and every one of us. Please, as I talk now, is there one of our brothers will just enter? Let's see, want me to speak on that. I don't know if there is any chance for him to speak on air.
Yeah, just go ahead and make it very brief. Go ahead, please.
All right, sir.
Yeah. Hello, sir.
Good evening, my brother. Welcome to the program. Dear friends are listening. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Yeah. What I'm trying to say about this issue, I want you to know, my name is Samuel Ayuba from Middleburg State, I've just not. So what I'm contributing in this issue is that, first and foremost, the one Nigeria that we are talking of is no more one Nigeria again. And I had to go with my conversation. Chigu Kalu, he said that they have all him over there. He's a Nigerian. And what is the aim of holding him? He has been there suffering for a long period of time. And of which I want to comment this word. If the veterans want to lead, and why don't give them their powers to lead? Hence, you don't want the middle bed to keep on their own because of the Fulani herdsmen. The Fulani herdsmen now are troubling us and the same government that we have. Now, let me tell you something. Presently now, is that we don't have peace no more in Plateau State. And the Plateau members, now under Middleburg, we want that Kalu should be
free because he's a Nigerian.
No, he's not a Nigerian, my brother. I must say, he's a Biafran. Yes, yeah. Go ahead.
It's a Biafran. Is it not a Biafran? It's a Biafran. And Biafran is a member of the Nigerian constitution of this 2015, which is Kalu. I don't understand. So what I suggest is that whatsoever the present president should look into this program because it's bringing bias into this country. Why I'm saying that is this. Many children are suffering. People are suffering. Why? It's because of his own deed. Why must he be detained and will not be released? He did not kill. Has he killed? He didn't. He only protests. And the protest, a protest is always being allowed for people to go. If you cannot rule the people, then you leave them to go. So if I will bring a certain reference from Niger Delta. Niger Delta are doing their own. Then why now we the middle belt will stand by our feet? If you cannot release, if they cannot release Kalu, we the middle belt will stand on our feet too. Then we have our avengers, so that whatsoever, then we'll see how the country will look like. If we cannot make the country to be one, then let us fill the country so that everything will be under Biafra. So, Wena Alunani, Wena Alunani, Inadi Kalu, Ola be released. Biafrana, Ola be released. One Nigeria, Alena, Weko na Moko, Otena, one Nigerian, Elena, Kaluna, Wilena, Rizzi, Ena, that is how I put on my own decision. Ada, they release Kanu or they leave them on their own Biafra. Thank you very much.
Thank you and God bless. Thank you very much.
Yeah, hello, Deputy Director Uchemafo. God bless you.
Bless you too.
Yeah, we are still on the program, but I want to please beg our leadership, like as I report earlier, the people of Delta State just called my line and gave me some reports that there is some people since that start of May that almost 8 of the Biafran peaceful doing peaceful protests. Many are caught in their house when they shoot people on the head bridge, that on 30th of May. Some people was running and the police now hold them. Even some that run into whose house, then go there and carry them. So there are 8 of them in Ogbachukwu prison right now as we speak. Then as many is in their houses receiving treatment because through that time, the army, the police, you go to the hospital to carry some people that is there. So they must chair and go to their house to receive their treatment. So they are asking that the war should come to their head, especially the leadership of IPOD. So that is the report I got. Immediately, I called the number from the air. That is the essence of calling the number. So please,
yes.
Deputy Director and our leaders will say that these people should come to their air.
Yes, I understand what you're saying. You did well for bringing it to our attention, but you also have to use the appropriate channel, not necessarily on air. We have established structure through which you can channel this request or complaint or whatever it is. You have zonal coordinators, you have national coordinators, you have principal officers of state COC, deputy COC, and up until the top hierarchy of this global family, which is the office of leader Nnamdi Kanu. So do it through the appropriate channel, because we cannot do anything here on air. You need to understand what I mean. So pass your message through the appropriate established structures, and that will be looked into. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and God bless you, Uchemofo. I love the way you connect. I love the way Omimio, you know, many of us, that is the leadership of IPOD. I thank you, people, and I say, may Chukwu Okadiama bless you and guide you, protect you, especially those that is in the upper land, that the enemy are pursuing day and night. I know that they are running up and down to know where are these brokers coming this evening. Where are the people that have this number? But we are waiting, and I know that God will do his part. May God bless you. Thank you.
Bless you too. Thank you very much. God bless all of you. And protect
you. From the protest of the Afghans forever, the world. From us from here, we are still reporting live and direct from Wali in Delta State, the Afghan land. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much, and keep on keeping on. Thank you for that unparalleled effort. This is Radio Biafra presentation. Of course, this is a cross section of IPOB families in Biafra land with reference to brothers in the rural area of Biafra land. This is an unparalleled and one of its best in terms of performance. Demonstrating the fact that we are Biafrans, both upland and the riverine area of Biafraland are one. There is no south, there's no southeast for those who are trying to divide us. This is one of the direct warnings to you that you may not have your way this time around. This is a live broadcast, and we are moving forward. Government is in charge.
Mr. Pro, I'm doing it.
Mocha on the beat.
My baby.
better place than it could be. People could have been to see the unification of all your friends. As it be said already, let it be done. We are the children of Chukwudike and Biafra. Hey, we are one family. We say DNA. We say national theory. We say national parody. We are one people. We are traceable to the land of Israel. Our ancestral home. Listen, no more divide and rule, cause my people are no longer fools. We now know who we are. We are Biafra. No more South East, yo. No more South South, yo. No more Niger Delta. All we know is Biafra. We are one family. We are one people. We are traceable to the land of Israel.
Welcome back. This is still Radio Biafra Live presentation. Of course, we had to have some kind of interlude or break to accommodate our brothers from the rural area of Biafra Land who actually have performed exceedingly well in this particular instance and on this segment. And we are urging Biafrans wherever they are to join hands together to stand in solidarity with our leader Nnamdi Kanu, to stand in solidarity with our brethren all over the world, the IPOB families around the world, families of Biafrans around the world, to face head on the enemies wherever they are coming from, to tell them once again that we are Biafrans and we are here to restore our lost inheritance, and that whether anybody likes it or not, Biafra will be restored irrespective of whoever is involved. Nobody born of flesh, no group of people born of flesh can stop the restoration project from being driven to its logical conclusion. That's one of its kind, and we are not retreating, we are not surrendering. We are relentlessly moving forward. There is no other way we can take it. It is either we are in or we are out. There is no other way of doing it. It is only one way. Biafra, Biafra, Biafra. This is a live broadcast once again. Unfortunately and very, very sadly, we are not going to take calls from our usual phone line, which is +447 405 964 146. That number has a problem and it's not up and running at the moment. We will, in the alternative, use the Skype to finish this program. We are not going to go into a detailed news analysis. We will shift it. Whatever we're going to say today, we will shift most of it in detail for tomorrow, because we have accommodated almost 1 hour to let our brothers speak to our people in the different parts of Biafra Land. And they have exceedingly done well in that direction. We will begin to take calls, but we also want to touch the headlines. Muhammad Buhari is elected to save Nigeria from collapse, according to Ngige. Do you know what? I mean, when these people want to use, when they want to deliver some nasty messages, they will use the so-called Igbo efulefus. Because they cannot use any other person. Dr. Chris Ngige is one of the worst, I must say,
one of the respected political figures in Biafra land. But these days, some people are trying to be smart by half. Ngige, you cannot, because you are looking for how to protect your political future, jettison everything of value that you were known for. How can Muhammad Buhari have saved the zoo from collapse? You must be thanking Jonathan, because it was Jonathan that saved the zoo from immediate collapse. Muhammad Buhari had always been on jihadist tendencies, and he has not stopped. The economy before Jonathan left, and even immediately after he left, was relatively okay than what it is today. What has Muhammad Buhari brought to the table? That's the question that we're asking. What has the APC, political arm of Boko Haram that you joined, what have they brought to the table? They have brought chaos, they have brought nepotism, they have brought ethnicism on the table, fundamentalist tendencies. That's what they have brought to the table. And today, people are crying, workers are not paid. I think you are Minister of Works or whatever it is, labor or work. Works, I don't know what it is, but they are all the same thing. Ngige, what is your performance in office since you assumed office as the Minister of Labor and Productivity, or Minister of Works, as the case may be? I don't know what it is. What have you done? It has been wars. It has been tales of woe for Nigerian workers. It has been tales of agony for civil servants. What have you done? Yet you have the temerity to begin to defend your master, Muhammad Buhari, that he has been elected to save the zoo from immediate collapse. Pathetic, because all your statements, all you have been saying, are fallible. They are punctured with lies and half-truths. It is either you say the way it is, or you shut up forever. APC, the political arm of Boko Haram, has been a calamitous party that has unleashed mayhem on innocent people. There is nowhere this kind of issue, this kind of thing, performance is replicated on this planet Earth, other than in the zoo called Nigeria and in this present dispensation under Muhammad Buhari. You are protecting your political future. We understand that. But the truth must be told. You are disgracing your people, the people that elected you or are in fact pushed you forward to represent them. There's no hope where you are, Ngike, unless you change. Muhammad Buhari has presided over what is remaining of the chaos called Nigeria. Jonathan left something in the coffers, about $30 billion, as the case may be, and Muhammad Buhari claimed there was nothing in the treasury. Muhammad Buhari claimed that they have come to bring change, and Ngige was singing his praises. Today, there is nowhere any change has been effected. Change for the worse, anyway. There is fresh scarcity everywhere. Workers are not paid. There's economic crunch everywhere. People are dying of hunger. Insecurity, as they say, is becoming the worst, because what has changed this time around is that the Boko Haram terrorists who were relocated, who were effectively resettled, are now wreaking havoc in communities in Biafra land and elsewhere where their masters are not in existence. There is insecurity everywhere, but from a different perspective. That ordinary people, that unarmed civilians, are now being targeted.
Communities are being destroyed. Muhammad Buhari is promoting fundamentalist tendencies. Muhammad Buhari is an ethnic jingoist. He is a sectionalist. He is practicing nepotism and is officializing it. He's entrenching it in the polity. And this is a dangerous trend that portends great danger for everyone. Everybody thinking human being must stand up and condemn what is happening. But of course, the zoo has been built for total destruction and extermination. It's just a matter of time. It is a failed state already. Nothing is working. The cabals are having a stranglehold on what is left of the zoo called Nigeria. It's just a question of time that people will see the calamity that the zoo has become. Tears as slain Abuja preacher Olawale was laid to rest. This is the legacy that Muhammad Buhari has left behind. Ngege, this is what Muhammad Buhari is elected to do. To kill, to maim innocent people. The people that kill these pastors are religious fundamentalists who masquerade as headsmen, who masquerade as some other individuals in society. These are Boko Haram terrorists that Muhammad Buhari helped relocate and resettled. They killed a pastor preaching according to his conscience, simply because they are not of the same faith. That is what Muhammad Buhari has brought. Entrenchment of radical Islam in the zoo called Nigeria. And he is paying a lip service to security, to the so-called Nigeria and Nigerian oneness that he swore to protect. Muhammad Buhari has come to serve the interest of the North, not the interest of other ethnic nationalities that are lumped together in a contraption called Nigeria. That is why people are killed with impunity. The legacy that Muhammad Buhari has left behind, what he's elected to do, is to kill Biafrans, is to decimate Biafrans, is to continue to commit crime against humanity, against vulnerable individuals. Ngige, you need to listen to yourself. You need to have some level of introspection and come to realization of the fact that subterfuge can no longer work, especially in that zoo called Nigeria. A lot of lies have been told, even from your ministry. People are coming out from school, they are not getting any job. People are frustrated. Very soon, you will see revolution that is more than revolution. Nigerian Navy ill-equipped to stop the freedom fighters in Biafraland. The Nigerian Navy has been lying, going about. Nigerian security agencies have been lying, going about, saying that arrested Niger Delta Avengers and that they are scoring victory. But this is not what the issue is. As we can see, the Avengers, the freedom fighters in Biafraland, are now saying that none of their members were arrested. But Nigerian government has come out openly to declare victory. This is pathetic and this is unbecoming of an institution, especially the presidency of the zoo called Nigeria and the DSS and other security agencies. These are institutions that people are looking up to for courage, to direct them as to what to do, to protect them, to ensure security of lives and property. But lies, when they begin to lie, you now know that your future is at stake, because they can do anything just to get their way. And this is a pathetic situation where the ordinary people are not protected anymore. Everybody's lying. Yeah, Muhammad Buhari is fighting corruption. Mend, yes, we are talking with Buhari. And this is indeed one of the things we have been talking about. Some people are out there. They are out there to make money. And they are not thinking about the collective interests of their people. The movement for the emancipation of Niger Delta, MEND, are in talks with Muhammad Buhari. Arguably, Muhammad Buhari is going to arm them to fight Niger Delta Avengers. And this is going to be decided for all of them. Because this time around, if you lose it, then that is the end of you. You are going to be a slave forever to the House of Fulani. There is no dividing us this time around. You don't have to go and fight your brothers. Very important. Muhammad Buhari has shielded Boko Haram terrorists. Muhammad Buhari has protected Boko Haram terrorists, relocated them, resettled them very well. Some of them are now masquerading as herdsmen. And they are unleashing mayhem on communities, vulnerable communities around Biafra land and outside Biafra land. And what Muhammad Buhari was able to do is to protect, to provide security for cattle rustlers, leaving the victims of these terrorist headsmen. And what does that tell you? It points to the fact that Muhammad Buhari knows what he's doing, that he is indeed supporting these terrorists who masquerade as headsmen. He is protecting them and then leaving their victims to their own devices. This is a time when everybody must stand up and do something. Else, you will be victim one day. Boko Haram disguises as herdsmen. Of course, that is what we've been saying. And it is indeed an established fact that Muhammad Buhari is not sincere with his anti-corruption crusade, with his publicly avowed position to fight terrorism. He knows whom Boko Haram terrorists are. He knows whom these terrorists are. Buhari is corrupt, and when they talk about corruption, it is only about money, stealing of money. But there are so many ways. Corruption is a complex complex phenomenon which encompasses a lot of things, including forgery, including nepotism. And Muhammad Buhari is a master in all of this. How wrong he has gotten it. What a hypocrite Muhammad Buhari is. He's fighting corruption, but he is corrupt to a level that is irritating. How then can he fight corruption when he is corrupt himself? What moral justification does he have? Answer is that he doesn't have any. But he is muscling his way through. He is intimidating everyone. We are ready to assist Germany to defeat terrorism following the attack in Munich, Germany. That is Muhammad Buhari. Muhammad Buhari, who cannot protect himself, is offering assistance to Germany. I don't know. Does it then mean that Muhammad Buhari knows about the terrorists that attacked people in Munich? The shooting that went on there or that took place there? Does it then mean that Muhammad Buhari knows the root cause of terrorism around the world, that he will be able to offer assistance? Because from every available information, the Nigerian military has no capacity to fight on their own without external aid.
It is laughable. Muhammad Buhari is offering assistance to Germany to combat terrorism. Pathetic. Laughable. So, Inka to Muhammad Buhari, stop presidential hooliganism. That's a very right talk in the right direction, because Muhammad Buhari, as he is, does not understand what he has come to do. He does not understand what the office of the presidency of the zoo called Nigeria entails. He still thinks that he is in the military era where he can do anything. He himself does not understand what democracy is all about. He does not understand the tenets of democracy. He does not understand what governance is all about. He indeed does not understand himself and the mission that he has come with. In fact, he has no mission. In fact, he has no direction. No foreign policy trust, no economic policy plan, nothing. He practically has come with nothing, together with his APC party. What Muhammad Buhari is doing is that his team, his cabinet, are looking at the programs of the past government, especially Jonathan's government. When they look at it, they try to modify one or two things, and then they come out and say one or two things, which they don't even mean, because they are not prepared to do anything. Demonstrating the fact that they were not with any agenda at all. The zoo called Nigeria is in a mess. And very soon, those who supported Muhammad Buhari to come through the back door will continue to speak with buzzers of their mouth. This will be a further presentation. This is an abridged commentary on these headlines, and we are going to be taking calls from now onwards until we finish this program. The number to call, which was the show number that we normally advertise, I must say I'm sorry, it's not up and running at the moment. We will only take calls from Skype. We will only take calls from Skype and then social network calls as well. Can you hear me? Call on WhatsApp. Can you hear me? They are not talking. I don't know. Can you hear me? Unbelievable caller on Skype. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, hello. Good evening. Welcome to the program. Unbelievable caller on WhatsApp. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, hello. Good evening. Welcome to the program. Go ahead, please.
Uche, good evening. Can you hear me? I believe you can hear me.
I can hear you. Go ahead, please.
I came on my shit.
They are not serious. Caller on Skype, can you hear me? Caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Good evening.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Okay. My name is Maze Okereke. I am very, very happy today for hearing from my brothers all the way from Warri Delta State.
Where are you calling from, please?
I am calling from Iguacha.
Right, thank you. Go ahead, please.
Right. Being very, very happy is I work for complete 10 years over there, and even as of now, I still working there. I'm very, very happy that they are now remaining resolute, and they are coming up, and they made me very, very proud. So that means if I myself go back to that worry now, I'll be very, very bold, and I'll be very, very proud to be a Biafra. And I thank them very, very much. I let them continue. May Chukwukabiaba bless them and encourage them everything that they are doing. We are very, very happy that they are coming up and they are remaining resolute. On the issue of the breaking news today about Buhari and the helping the Germany people, the Germans, to fight for terrorism. I think that man supposed to, you know, go for psychiatric hospital, because while I say this is this, well, I will not say that it is an old age that is worrying him, because there are other African president that is even more older than him. Somebody like Mugabe or what is even older than him. But he can give some African ties. He can give some proverbs that even make sense.
Mugabe will be laughing his head off.
Exactly. I said he will be even calling him a crazy man by now. You see. So I don't think when you pick somebody that normally drink urine from the camel, because I heard that they say that if you drink, that's what their doctor used to tell them, that if you drink urine from the camel, that you will feel more healthier and what have you. I don't think, maybe he had been drinking the urine from the camels. That is why, as you are seeing him now, that he behaves like animal, while he is a president of the animal kingdom. That's exactly what he has to be. How can you yourself will help to fight for terrorism in Germany? That means you know about the terrorism. You know about the terrorists over there. So that means what you are planning is maybe to tell your boys to step aside a little for what have just happened, or just to you know, try to prove to yourself that maybe sending those boys to do one or two things over there, and you come at the other side in order to make your name, and maybe let them Germany, let the chancellor or the German government recognize you, or may come for your help. Supply you ammunition in order to come over here and kill Biafra. I don't think whether if such a thing will happen, but in another sense, he has already made mockery of himself. And not only that, he himself have already stands to be a suspect to them. Because how can you, American, even never other countries ever even talk of helping the Germany to fight for what is their own personal, which they know that they can do. You yourself all the way from Africa. And you just rise up, you know, in order to make name, or in order to, you know, you tell the whole world that you are the leader of those terrorists. Well, that is the problem. He knows what he's doing.
Of course. Just tell me how Muhammad Buhari will help Germany to fight terrorism. If not, that they will tell them who and who committed that terrorism act. What assistance is Muhammad Buhari going to give Germany in the first place?
Okay, the assistance that Muhammad is going to give Germany is to call those terrorists that, you know, cause those mayhem there in Germany. Please, you people should retreat. Do not do it again. Let us still give them time, because there's any time that Mohammed will tell his boys over there that they should not repeat such mayhem again. No. He will tell them that, okay, let us calm down for a time so that Germany will now survive. so that maybe in a question of time interval, we are going to strike again. That's exactly what he wanted to do. So that maybe during the time of the ceasefire, he may like to, you know, have a diplomatic talks with the chancellor over there, so that the chancellor will not say, hey, Mohammed Buhari have helped us to do this. Then he will not supply munitions to come over here and kill me. But I believe that Germans now, with what happened to them in during the time of Adolf Hitler, supposed to pick up and have their senses, because if they depend to such La Buhari to come over there and keep on with this such a terrorism as on them, I wonder how it looks like. So this time around, they have to wake up, especially that of their own chancellor. He's supposed to sit down and reason. That man is very, very trickish. Buhari is very, very trickish. And he himself supposed to look into this matter very, very well and even follow it up, because such comments is not okay. Is it okay now? Tell me, is it that Nigeria is the world power in economy, or the economy? No, tell me how, or they are into technology. No, tell me how Buhari and Nigeria, the zoo. All these baboons and monkeys that used to fight in the House of Senate. Tell me now how they will now come together and plan how to help Germany. Well connected and civilized.
You know what? Buhari does not want our time, you know, because we need to move on. It's ridiculous.
Okay.
Ridiculous. Is it drone that is going to supply Germany or what? Or is it warplane to strike terrorists? If not,
okay,
that he will help to tell them that, look, I know these terrorists. I know where they come from.
Maybe I can even guess his plan. Maybe those military men, those army that he sent to guard the cows, maybe he may deploy some of them, because I believe that he so much value the cows, even more than the deaths of all these German civilians. But maybe in order to seek for diplomacy, he may like to deploy some, even one third of those army that is guarding the cow. He may send them to Germany, you know, with all these cake training to go and fish out the terrorists. Maybe that may be his plan, you know. Buhari always so much love mocking himself, trying to fool himself everywhere, and even try to portray his bad image anywhere he goes. Maybe that may be his plan. But we will sit down.
Is it not also ridiculous that even here in the zoo, in the zoo called Nigeria, you see these terrorists who masquerade as herdsmen? They invaded communities, they killed, slaughter human beings like animals. And Muhammad Buhari has never uttered a word. He has never said anything about these terrorists. The only major response he has just made was to approve the guarding of cattle, you know, by security agents against cattle wrestler, and then leaving the victims to their own device. But he is out there extending hand of fellowship to foreign countries and their victims, backyard, back in his own country or contraption, as case
Uchime,
he is out Uchime there helping the terrorists to even unleash more mayhem on innocent people.
Uchime, for just recently that Mohammed Buhari releases up to 250 Boko Haram members, and he gave them cattle to move down to Plateau and Benue, you know, to continue with their Islamization and the jihad war. You see, and Bru Tai, who is the chief of army staff, is aware of that. And they, all of them are Sunnis. So they themselves, they know exactly what they are doing. Releasing of 250 Boko Harams being detained. These are the people that killed every blessed second, bombing and shooting and killing innocent civilians over there at the northeast. Now you, Jonathan, captured them and detained them for them to face trials. Buhari came in and released 250 of them. and he gave them cow to come down to Benue, come down to Plateau to kill them, and even having many plants in order to execute right down
and ordering and ordering other compensation packages. In essence, he is
because he said he's going to grant amnesty to them.
Yeah, he is rewarding terrorists. If you terrorize, if you kill, you'll be paid. That is what Muhammad Buhari is doing. And you begin to find out where he's coming from. We have been saying that this man has come to implement Northern Hausa Fulani agenda, to preside over the sterilization of the remaining part of the contraption called Nigeria. And he is doing this with impunity and nobody is talking. No human being is talking, especially from our side. Politicians are not talking. They are protecting him. They are praising him.
I believe that what is their own leader, Mohammed, might have already told them that there are no more invasion again, because the ISIS is also dying and practicing the jihad of a thing, and all of them have seven virgins each that died for the practice of it. I wonder if Boko Haram will still have any virgins again over there in heaven. So that means, I mean, over there in their paradise. That means they themselves now will now end up receiving their own payments right here in Nigeria. By any of them that you killed, you will be paid for. Because if you died, I believe that there's no more virgin over there in their paradise. So they themselves will now, because I have, there was a information that I got that most of the Boko Haram that were being killed and arrested, they got some thousands of dollars and hundreds of dollars in their pockets after they might have been searched. Do you understand? That means now no more virgins in their paradise. They themselves are now receiving their payments. You carry your own money in your own pocket, and if you succeed, you come back, then you can now spend the money. But if you do not succeed, I wonder how it looks like, because there's no more virgins over there. So you will find out that they have started now to receive their own compensations over what they are doing. Most of them are being, what is it called? They have taken them and started amnesty to put on, pay them, they try to rehabilitate them.
It appears that line is very wobbly, I don't know. Can you hear me? No. I don't know what's going on there. The Muhammad Buhari, of course, remains whom he is. He doesn't listen to anybody. He knows what he has come to do. And we, the people of Biafra, have made up our mind that the zoo called Nigeria is not worth dying for anymore. Our blood has been used to sacrifice to make sure that one Nigeria stands. Despite that, we are still being regarded as infidels. There is no more time on our side. We must join hands together to make sure that Biafra is restored. Can you hear me, the caller on WhatsApp?
Yes, good evening, sir. I can hear you.
Good evening. Welcome to the program and thank you for holding. Go ahead.
Thank you. My name is Emeka. I'm calling from Italy.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Thank you, sir. I read the news today on Google for Buhari telling German government that he's going to come and help them. And I had the news again tonight on Radio Biafra. I want to know how Muhammad Buhari is going to come and help the German government. In what way is he going to come and help the German government? He happened to help the zoo called Nigeria. He have never helped them to trash Boko Haram. All the intention of the whole politicians, the Hausa Fulani Boko Haram, is to Islamize Nigeria. They have never talked anything about the Boko Haram. that threatened and killing thousands of innocent people every day, bomb churches, kill innocent Biafran peoples, behead people everywhere. What he is ready to do is that he's going to help the Germans on Munich attack.
Yeah, very
how
important.
Is he going to help them?
Somebody sent a message here. Somebody sent a message and said, we shouldn't mind Mohammed Buhari that he is mocking Germany. He's simply mocking Germany and in collaboration with his brethren in different parts of Islamic world that they are mocking Germany.
Absolutely, yes. I right believe from you, sir, Mr. Uche Mazimefo. I strongly believe with you. In France, there is attack in France. And Francisca Hollander, the president of France, came out and addressed the country. And they faced the problem and tackled it once. A lot of behead has happened in Nigeria in the broad daylight, carried out by news. Mohammed Buhari did not address the nation. A lot of attack has carried out since he has taken over as the stupid president of the zoo. He has never come out and addressed the people. He talked from one country to another. The issue, Biafran has been protesting peacefully. He has never come out and addressed the nation. The killing of the Biafran people in May 30th, he has never come and addressed the nation. What is interested is that he is going to help the German to fight terrorism. How is he going to do it? How is he going to do it? That means he is aware of the attack and he knows the people. Is that what you want to tell German or is that what you want to tell the Biafrans? The only thing we have come to understand is especially our people from the riverine area, which we have realized that they are truly Biafrans. And all the rest of the Biafrans, we have to join hands together and make sure that this time we did not surrender to the Zoo Republic again. We have to do whatever in anything to create a future for our children, because this is not future that we are living. A citizen of Biafra can never finish education and depend on Okada to survive, depend on Keke Napepe to survive, or you have to go to Europe to wash dishes, to be a beggar, or to live in the street for you to have a life. Why every good thing is in the Biafra land for we to survive? God bless us with everything, and we are a slave in our own land. So it doesn't matter how long, according to our leader told us, they will kill us, they will massacre us, they will do everything, but at the end we shall win. So the only thing is for we to determine that there is no going back. There is no going back for we, Biafrans. There is no chance again. For our politicians, hello, sir.
I hear you. Go ahead, please.
Okay. For our politicians, who is supporting Mohammed Buhari and the using the forces, the DSS, the police, and the soldiers to kill our people, they have to be counting for their days are numbered, because soon it shall be them. They shall be the first people that we shall take before the outside Fulani Boko Harams. Because enough is enough. The politicians shall never be using us every year to achieve their dream. We shall do this, we shall do that. I went to Nigeria last year and there is no road to Nigeria. In the whole eastern part of Nigeria, in the whole eastern part, in the whole Biafran land, there is no road. No road from over to Port Harcourt, especially when rain fall. Just park your car somewhere and then go back. Or you turn back. There is no way to go from over to Port Harcourt. The only place you can see a little place is only in Akwa Ibom. There is no traffic in Owerri. There is no traffic in Abia. There is no traffic in Port Harcourt. There is no traffic in any part of the Biafran land. All the whole road, both the state and federal road, is breaking up. Everywhere is just being smelling. You can never see a single factory in the Biafran land. All you shall see is a very big, mighty churches. That is all. And my schools owned by churches, that is all. And very expensive for our citizens to attend it. And nobody is talking about it. Our people are walking on the road, jobless, all of them graduates, carrying tissue paper, telephone, whatever, and the pure water selling in the street. And they tell us we are one Nigeria. Is that one Nigeria for them? It is not one Nigeria for me. Because we can never continue like this. Politicians representing us and the Hausa Fulani Boko Haram, all of them are evil. We must continue until the full zoo fall completely. That is my contribution tonight. Thank you. I pray for our leader that God will strengthen him over there in all he has been going through for incarcerating and the torture that he is passing through, that God will strengthen him and give him a long life to pass all these through in Jesus' name. And mm-hmm. you too, sir, brother Uchemefo, for your hard work, for your determination, for everything, how you have been obedient and taking call, and for your respect to our people. God will always strengthen you and make you to see this Biafran land in Jesus' name. At the end, we shall win in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Thank you. You are kind. God bless you too. God bless you too. And bless all IPV5 members around the world. Thank you. This video will be a follow-up presentation. And incidentally, we will be descending. We will be ending this program at this particular point in time. Multiple disappointments. Initially was streaming site. And the other one is the number we would have used, and usual numbers. The number is not up and running. We have also given time to our brothers in both the upland and rural area of Biafraland to air their views, and indeed they have done that marvelously well. We have rubbed minds together on issues that have affected us as a people. The ongoing discussion regarding that will continue, but in subsequent edition of the program. We thank God Almighty for having made it possible for us to have come together, to have deliberated, to have rubbed minds together. Indeed, it is time to go. We can no longer hold back. We ask you, God Almighty, to continue to envelop Alidanamlikan with our protection, with our presence, continue to incapacitate the enemies wherever they are, wherever they are plotting, set them against themselves, pit them against themselves, because they have not gathered in your name. They have gathered against your own people. May they never see the light of the day. May the plots that they have gathered together, they have plotted, go against them. May they be victims of their own plot. On the other hand, continue to grant Alidanamlikan total victory over these enemies. Grant the wider IPV families around the world absolute victory over all these nefarious individuals and groups. Restore the land of Biafra. Emancipate the people of Biafra that will stand on that land to praise it forever. Continue to renew us, continue to revive us. Give us every enablement to restore Biafra. For me, from here, this is your sincerely chairman 4. At this particular point in time, sign off. Thank you. Good night and God bless.
I'm gonna need a lot of food, though. Thank you.